Before I conclude my remarks, I want to commend. I want to express pleasure. I want to express my appreciation to Bishop Holt, who has been generous in allowing us to come here tonight. Unfortunately, this could not be held at a single Church of Christ in this city. He tried that. Oh, you want to ask? Okay, I thought you told me you couldn't get anybody to agree to let us have it. Now, there's a reason for that. And there's a reason why the Church of Christ ministers didn't really encourage their people from this city to come. They don't want you to hear another view. I know how that goes. I was a part of that. We are afraid to allow our people to hear anything different, just scared to death, because they may decide that there's something wrong here. I went to the National Christian Institute. I went through Southwestern Christian College. We were never, ever taught to look at ourselves. Never. We were always taught to look at the Baptist Church, the Investigative Methodist Church, the Church of God in Christ, and every other denomination. But never, ever were we taught to really take a critical look at what we believe, because there was no reason to look at it, because it was it. God said it. I believe in that seven. That was the basic thing. Now, look, that ain't a part of my last time, because I didn't have an introduction like you did. So now I'm going to my 5 minutes. Thank you so very much for allowing us to come here. Now, let me tell you what my basic belief is. And this is Floyd Rose. I'm basically, we are all things human before we are anything racial. White, black, brown, red, or yellow. We are all things human before we are anything religious. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Jew. We are all things human before we're anything gender, male or female. And in this human context, there are needs that are common to us all. We all have to have water to drink. We all have to have air to breathe. We all have to have shelter to protect us from the elements, the cold of winter and the heat of summer. We all have to have family and friends to love and to love. We all had a common beginning, and we must all face a common end. We were all born, and we must all die. And between the time we were born and the time we die, we come to believe whatever it is that we believe. Now, we may be in different racial, gender, religious, or denominational boats, but we're all sailing in the same human ocean. And we can either spend our time trying to sink each other's boats, or we can all sail lovingly toward the love boat, and where we can embrace each other with unconditional love, where the differences that make no difference to God make no difference to us. Now, what does that mean for Floyd Rose? It means that I live by two basic principles. One is faith, without which you can't please God, and the other is love, without which you can't know God. Jesus said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. That's all I need. If I love you like I love me, then I'm going to treat you like I want you to treat me. How can Floyd Rose, who as a black man has been discriminated against all of his life, not because he wasn't intelligent, not because he didn't have education, not because he wasn't smart, but simply because he was black, because of his race. How can I do that? Something for which I'm not responsible. How can I then turn around and discriminate against a woman because of her gender, something for which she's not responsible? I promise God, I promise my church, I promise everybody, and I'm promising you tonight, I won't do it. Anybody else in here can do what they want to do. I will not do that. So 2 years ago, when we met in Atlanta with a group of Church of Christ ministers, and a woman They had to stay in a hotel the whole time while we were down there meeting because she was a woman. Not because she didn't have anything to contribute. Not because she wasn't smart. Not that she didn't have any much sense as a husband. But because she was a woman, something for which she was not even responsible. And I said to the group at the end of it, I won't be back for this. This for me is not an option. This isn't something that you can say, well, you know, you can feel that way. No. It is just as wrong as slavery, as wrong as segregating people based on race, because after all, that race is not something for which they're responsible to. And it's just as wrong. A woman is not responsible for being a woman, and she need not be blamed for that. She need not be denied a right to do anything that she has the ability to do that God has given her simply because she's a woman. And a man, it's okay, I don't mind, and a man would never change. You think he changed race with you? Oh, no, he wouldn't. You can't talk to him. He can't. Now, if he were in your position, he wouldn't feel that way. And that's the way it is. White folk wouldn't change places with you. They don't care how much money a Tiger Woods got. Because then, it's not against them. They're in the dominant group. Men ain't going to change places with you, women. Because they're in the group. And to discriminate against women based on gender is just as wrong as discriminating against people based on race. I love you all. I thank you for coming here. And I pray God that one of these days, as we come into the knowledge of a fuller truth, we will appreciate everybody without regard to race or gender. After all, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, but we all want it. Love you, and thank you for coming.